Hello, Podlers. I'd like to take this opportunity to formally apologise to all squirrels.
Italian finance.
I did not know about this. I didn't know about this. Maybe everyone did. Some banks in Italy.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Now, this talk a bit is all about the comings and goings across all of social media and OnlyFans. It's Matt Dyson and the social ammunition. Matt,
really is.
What's going on out there?
Well, there's a lovely video about a grateful squirrel from some Ring doorbell footage. It's amazing, right? It's gone viral all around the world, this, in the past 24 hours, because there's a woman who regularly feeds a squirrel outside her house. A nice thing to do. You don't expect anything in return. She's been doing it for a while, and then one day she found out the squirrel had returned the favour by leaving out a cookie for her. And the video footage from the doorbell shows that while she was out, the little squirrel came back with a little cookie. He was holding a cookie and he put the cookie on the windowsill by the door. Right. And said, just to say thanks for everything.
Well, I mean,
I appreciate
you. Don't know
you.
That, do you?
Well, I mean, what
else
is he doing?
Like, Talking Pet Friday, he does actually say quite a lot.
Thank you very much. Yeah. And it actually weirdly looks like a little pizza. It's sort of like got a red middle on the base. And
what, the squirrel?
The cookie.
Right.
The cookie in question. And he just leaves it there. And you can see the way the squirrel's acting. He's just going, look, thanks. This is the least I can do.
Do you know what? If a rodent bought me food, I would not eat it.
No, exactly.
It's
as
simple as that. I mean, we're not in Disney. I'm not Sleeping Beauty. I'm not Snow White. I'm not doing my laundry.
He's not Ratatouille.
He's not controlling me under my hat. I don't want it. Take it away.
Like, where did he find
it? Look what you've done now. What more do you want? Do you want a rat to drag pizza up to your front door?
Yeah, it's true. It's a lovely video, but it has got a dark side.
Only now.
He's found it lying around and thought, I'll just give it to
He stole it from a neighbour. Who's really looking forward to that cookie. A neighbour had a stressful day working for the NHS. And then I imagine they got home. They thought, oh, I'll have that cookie. You know, I saved lives today, and it's gone. And where's it gone? The squirrel's taken it to the neighbour.
Nasty.
You disgust me, squirrel!
Nasty little rodent. Yeah, so yeah, there you go. It's encouraging theft.
It's just
so
my take on it.
We shouldn't encourage theft. It's a hot take. Yeah. I'm not sure how many other people.
Nice story, also death to squirrels.
Great. Okay, we've come full circle on the grateful squirrel.
I just hate the fact that squirrels hate nurses. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm taking away from this. Anyway, 8:12:15.
Let's move on. Today years old type material from the world of Italian finance. Let's lighten the mood.
Go on then.
A palate cleanser, if you will, after the squirrel rant.
Don't get me started on Italian finance.
I did not know about this. I didn't know about this. Maybe everyone did. Some banks in Italy accept Parmesan cheese as collateral for loans.
Oh, wow.
True fact.
The practice
began in 1953. The regional bank Credito Emiliano in the town of Reggio Emilia, which is in like the centre of the Parmesan cheese making world. And since 1953, you've been able to go in, give them a massive wheel of cheese, and they will store it in a warehouse while the cheese ages. So as the cheese ages, its value
becomes
increases
valuable
as well.
Like wine,
so it's actually quite a good investment.
I went there, I used an ATM there, and like a cheese slice came out.
Craft berry slice.
I think it says a lot about the customer for the bank's sake. If they're like, can I pay this in cheese? They're like, we're not getting our loan paid back up.
Can I remortgage my house? Everything's fine. Yeah. It's just, I was wondering if I could use this.
I've just come into a lot of cheese.
That's a
dairy triangle. Give me the cheddar. I had a really good month last night. I popped a bit of Baby Bells in my eye, so you know. Imagine making it rain with a grater. It'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
It's an erotic dancer. I hated that.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Where I want to know who cancelled on you, but you did what you were supposed to do anyway. You did it alone, you brave soul. The number is 8:12:15. Who are they? What did you do? Did you go to the cinema? Did you go to a posh restaurant? Did you go to, I don't know, Thailand? 8, 12, 15. And this comes about because on Monday this week, right, my daughter was having a play date that was going to go into a sleepover. My wife was hanging out with her work friends. So I just, when I finished the show, the whole day stretched out ahead of me like an open road. Mm. And I texted a person who's made several appearances on this breakfast show in the past. You'll be familiar with his work as a movie expert, mm-hmm. presenter, dear darling friend of the show. I was his best man, Alex Zane.
Yes.
So I reached out to Alex and I sent him a schedule. Now, listen to this. If this isn't your dream date, there's something wrong with you, mm-hmm. right? I texted him, 3 p.m., we drink wine. 4:30 p.m., we go see Deadpool Wolverine. Mm. 6:30 p.m., we have a curry and beer.
Wow. And the film isn't finished by that point. So
we stank the place out. 7:30 p.m., I go to bed.
Oh, this sounds perfect.
So, I mean, right?
Wow. Wow.
That afternoon, before the aforementioned wine at 3 p.m., he cancelled on me.
Oh, no.
So, do you know what? I did the whole itinerary anyway on my own.
Great.
And I had the best Monday I've ever had in my life.
Wow.
Are you hearing this, Alex? First squirrels, now Alex Zane. Is nobody safe from the acid-tongued radio DJ? I did it anyway. So I'm chucking it out there to you. As I say, it's 8, 12, 15. They cancelled on you. Who are they? And did you do it anyway? Dash has got in touch. He says, Dave, every time a new Star Wars film came out, my niece and I always went to the opening midnight show. Oh, isn't that lovely?
A lovely tradition.
Until it came to see Rise of Skywalker, when my niece cancelled on me because she inconveniently went into labour 3 hours before the film started.
Wow.
Despite her poor excuse, Dash went on his own. So that's the kind of stuff we're after.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. The warmest of welcomes to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show happening right here, right now on Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And if you do love real music, may I suggest you go download the brand new free Rayo app. But yes, it is that time again. It is 5 weeks of shout-outs ahead of the return of Five Words, Five Grand. We're giving you a chance to, you know, send some love to somebody who's special to you, or of course to call out an enemy if you're going to fight it out to the death. I'm also happy to deliver that
why
message.
Why not? Yeah.
Why not?
Negative shout outs.
Yeah, man. If you've got a nemesis on your road or something, always parking in front of your space or whatever it may be.
Name and shame.
Let's get it out there. Or of course you can plug your smaller independent business.
Yeah, that's
nice the service that we're happy to provide here on the show, as you probably guessed. But of course, there's a music-based game hoop for you to jump through, and on a Thursday, it's the nearly the end of the working week music quiz. So I'm going to play you a song, a tiny bit of a song. In fact, I'm going to play you nearly the end of the song. Now, this one is coming up just after 8 on Absolute Classic Rock. Can you identify it? Here we go.
Ooh.
So you know the band,
yeah,
of course.
It's very familiar, certainly.
But can you name the ditty as well? Coming up on Classic Rock, who is it? 8, 12, 15 is the number. So send your answers to that, plus, of course, whatever you want in your shout-out. Once again, it's 8, 12, 15. Who on earth is this?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's 5 weeks of shout-outs. And all you need to do is tell me, which song is this on the nearly the end of the working week music quiz? It's nearly the end of the song, but which song? Coming up just after 8 on Classic Rock, it is, of course, the Foo Fighters and Learn to Fly. Well done to Luke the Trucker, to five-year-old Oscar in Peterborough, who got the answer right while shoving scrambled egg into his mouth. Well done, Oscar.
That's
good
impressive.
Food knowledge.
Yeah.
Good food knowledge. All the racing staff in the country and those working hard retraining them at Newmarket Racing Museum.
Ooh.
You know, If ever I'm in the...
Well, okay.
What?
Come on, no,
well, that's
come
not
on.
The reaction.
I want to see how you're going to sell
let
this.
Let me quickly look up co-hosting in the dictionary and see how close you are to the actual definition.
Yeah, what's the opposite of a hype man?
Yeah. Anyway, whenever I'm thinking, I wonder about the history of racing, you know, I always go, and I think about retraining, I think, who's going to sort me out? Yeah. The Newmarket Racing Museum, it has never let me down, and that's just a fact.
It's a good point.
It's too little too late for you, man. Michael Cooking and Packing Particles at MJS Baits, a family-run fishing bait company based in Thorn. Now, I don't know about you, Matt, but when I fancy a bit of... when I fancy a bit of fishing, and often we go, don't we?
Yeah, we do, yeah.
We do go, and we think, oh, no, we've not got any of those little worms.
No, that's right, yeah.
Where are we going to go?
Maggots. We've left the maggots, Dave.
Where shall we go?
We'll go to MJS Baits,
that's
of
what
course,
we do, because we like that it's family-run, and they've been doing it for, I'm sure, since 1852, and they've been doing it in Thorn. The particle and pellet specialists for all course fishing scenarios. Sarah in Bucks, who has counted down the hours till she can put her out of office on for 2 weeks.
Oh.
We've got Darren and Leanne from Peterborough, who are waiting to take their daughter Cara to collect her A-level results.
Oh,
let's
day.
Give a little round of applause to everyone collecting their A-level results today. It is a big day. I mean, personally, I never did it, but I hear it's a big day. No, but what a special day. Yeah. And, you know, I hope that you get what you wanted. If you didn't, it's going to be fine. Never forget that. But good luck to Cara and everybody else. And finally, well, let's keep it fishing based, shall we? Because guess who's got back in touch from yesterday's? It's Dick Stangley.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yay.
Glenn, I know you weren't here yesterday. We've got a listener called Richard Stangroom.
Great.
Dick Stangroom. Mm-hmm. He's a legendary carp angler. And he just wanted to say that when we gave him a shout out yesterday, every single friend he has contacted him and said, you know, you're getting a shout out on The Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio. So, Dick, nice to hear from you again. We're glad that you enjoyed it.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast, Absolute Radio.
It is Thursday morning, and the question I'm asking you today is, did someone cancel on you? But you know what? You decided, I'm going to do it anyway. Dave, I was supposed to go on a first date and she cancelled on me 15 minutes before. So I went to the World Conkers Championships anyway and had a great day.
Wow.
Steve from Cambridge.
Why is she turning down?
What a first date. Isn't that lovely? And joining us right now on line one is Laura. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
So, it was a quiet February night back in 2009. What was happening in Laura's world that fateful night?
Well, I was meant to go and see Slumdog Millionaire with my bestie, but she cancelled on me. She was going through a really bad breakup at the time and just said, no, I'm not going out.
OK, I mean, if you're going through a bad breakup, which probably all of us have at some point, what you need in your life is Slumdog Millionaire. You need some Danny Boyle. Even if it's 28 days later, get it on, it'll be fine. Fast zombies always win, and they cure the heart. They do. So she's going through this bad breakup, so you decided, I'm going to go and check out Slumdog Millionaire on my own.
Well, not quite,
though. OK.
What happened was, I was on... because we're in 2009, this is just as Facebook Messenger is starting to take off. And I'm on there moaning to another friend, because back at this point, my health wasn't great, so I didn't get out much. And I'd been really looking forward to going out, and my other friend was like, oh, well, Alex's birthday, you can always come to the pub. And Alex was some guy that I'd known at high school, and I was like, yeah, come on, I'll gatecrash. So I rocked up, and... that night is when I met my husband, Matt.
Oh my goodness, mate! So Facebook did something good. Is that what you're telling me here, Laura? I can't believe it. What's your husband's name?
His name is Matt. And yeah, we met that night. And yeah, the rest is history. We've been together ever since.
Since 2009, Laura. I love it. They're the kind of inspirational tales that get me going. Have a lovely day and thanks for tuning into the show. Love to Matt and the family. Cheers, Laura. Keep them coming. Someone cancelled on you, sure. But you did it anyway. Cinema, posh restaurant, gatecrasher party like Laura did. Maybe you went to Thailand. I don't know. 8, 12, 15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So they cancelled on you. But you know what? You did it anyway. This is after I planned what can only be described as the greatest Monday in history for myself and a person who's been on this show from time to time, Alex Zane, movie expert to the stars. I suggested we drink wine at 3 p.m, watch Deadpool versus Wolverine at 4:30. After it had finished, we go for a curry at 6:30 and have a beer. Then I'd be in bed by 7:30 p.m. If he wanted to join me, that was optional. So that was what I said to him, and he cancelled on me at the last minute, so I did it anyway. And that's why we're asking you the same question. They cancelled on you, but you just did it, including this one. Dave, many years ago, four of us booked to go to Mallorca on an 18 to 30s holiday. One by one, the others cancelled, and they expected me to do the same. I ended up having a great 2 weeks.
Great.
Yeah, you think so? There's something about being on your own on a boat party. I just don't know. 18 days on a bar crawl. Yeah. No,
2 weeks.
Glenn, I know, like myself, you're a man who enjoys his own company.
Yes.
Things are always better on your own, etc.
Yes.
But we mean that with a lot of respect to our wives and children.
Yeah.
But has this happened to you?
It's going to happen to me.
Oh, is it? You can see it coming down the road.
I can see it coming down the line because it's already booked.
Wow.
Basically, Katie's going to be working in France in a few weeks. She's going to be in Paris for a couple of weeks.
Wow.
And so I thought I'll go out and visit her. So I'm going to visit for a few days. And because she's going to be working during the day, I thought, well, I don't want to just be fully on my own. So a friend of mine who lives in France, I said, should we hang out in that time and do some fun stuff? And so we've committed to it and he has now dropped out. And it'd be fine if it was like the Louvre or something like that. Yeah. I'm going to Disneyland.
No.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Going to Disneyland. What is it with you and being on roller coasters?
I know, I've done it Blackpool Pleasure Beach before. This is different,
though. You did the lug flume at Legoland.
I promise I'm not trying to negotiate my way into these. The single rider queue is excellent.
Yeah, I like the way you're escalating the kind of standard of park you're at as well.
Yeah.
Wow, this is amazing.
Mickey's autograph on my own. Yeah. It'd be nice to speak to a French Baloo.
So Katie can't, like, she obviously
she's working during the day.
She's
so I'll see her in the evening. She'll be like, "How's your day been?" And I'll be like, "Well, Space Mountain was very good, thank you. I had a wonderful time.
It's been goofy."
I got to go on it 3 times because I was on my own.
We had dinner with Elsa. It was amazing. The Dave Berry
Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. It is Thursday morning, and today I've been asking you, have you had plans? Something you wanted to do with a friend, a colleague, a loved one, then at the last minute they cancel and you thought, do you know what? I'm going to do this to spite you. I'm going to do it anyway. Morning, guys. My mate and I set up a double date with a couple of girls we had met at a club.
Ooh.
The afternoon of the date... A date in an afternoon? Well, he cancelled. There were no mobiles in those days.
Course,
not wanting the girls to turn up and us not be there, I went anyway to explain. Isn't that lovely?
What a gentleman.
Wow, he gets 2 women.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, that's how it works. Yeah.
You've never been a single man on dating scene, have you, Anna? I think I speak for all of us when I say, unfortunately. Add it to the soundboard.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. It turned out fine. My date and I celebrate our 30th wedding anniversary next year from Jimmy Sterling. Well done, Jim.
I hope the gooseberry was there to celebrate with them.
Congratulations to you and, of course, both your wives. A mate and I went to Cavos in 99 for a week's haul with the intention of getting a job and staying for the summer. He decided to come home at the end of week one.
Oh, no.
I got a job and ended up staying there on my own for... the best 4 years of my life.
Wow.
And what I love about this and why we brought it to air, not only is it a great story about, you know, be bold, be brave, you'll have those amazing times in your life, but that message is from Craig from Stockport, a.k.a. in Cavos, Crazy Eddie.
Oh. Crazy Eddie.
So, yeah, if you were in Cavos between 99 and 2004, you probably met Crazy Eddie. Didn't we all? The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. It is Thursday morning, and this is the perfect time of the day to get that grey matter of yours a-tickling with some wordplay fun. Yes, it is the return of the Smash. And this morning, we take our inspiration from two dear listeners who have joined us on air over the past 48 hours. First, there was Kirst, who handed in her cool badge yesterday after she said she spent her Friday night with a friend building a vacuum cleaner and then hoovering her friend's house. Yes. She was so amazed.
What fun.
And earlier this morning, Laura came on air and told us that after a friend of hers pulled out of going along to the cinema to see Slumdog Millionaire, she decided to go on her own to the pub, and that's where she met a guy who to this day is her husband. And so, we're smashing together, of course we are, domestic cleaning products and movies. 8, 12, 15. I want your puns, I want your names, I want to know where you are. Once again, 8, 12, 15. For whom the bell detolls.
Very good. Thank you.
And of course, James and the Giant Bleach.
Oh, nice.
Matt, what you got for us?
The Pink Stuff Panther, Donnie Brasso, and I'm not sure about this one, but Sility Bang Bang.
Matt, I had the same.
Really?
Wow. What an insane sentence to say.
Can you say it for us again?
Sility Bang Bang. I'm so glad you said it. First, because I was thinking, how the hell do we say this?
I've written it, but how do I say it aloud? Very nice work. Anna Geary, what you got for us?
I've got RoboMop.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Diana the shower spray.
Oh, nice.
And toilet brushed away.
Oh,
lovely.
Very nice.
And Glenn, we know you've already shared one with Matt, so what else you got?
The Sheening, while you were sleeping. And obviously Laura's story was a real sliding chores moment.
Wow. Okay. So it is domestic cleaning versus film. Once again, the numbers 8, 12, 15. Just after 9 will be shout-out time.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Thursday morning and we are having some smash fun. And today the two things brought together are domestic cleaning products and film. The number was 8, 12, 15. And as always, you've surpassed yourself with pun brilliance. We got Mop Gun Maverick from Ella in Liverpool.
Very good.
I love sweeping with the enemy, which is from Darren. Wow. What a great way of working out your grievances with another person. It would be a really good thing to do, wouldn't it? Flash of the Titans from Michael in Doncaster. The Damn Dusters from Dave in Kingston. No Country for Marigold Men. Oh, yes. Bonus points for Sam in Wigan. Star Wars A New Soap from Eddie Twick. The Mighty Toilet Ducks from Dave in York, Fight Scrub from Jamie in Leeds, and Sweep Mess in Seattle from Darren.
Lovely.
What have we got on X,
We've
Matt?
Got Zorro Flora from Jenny. Breakfast at Siphony's from Andy.
Love it.
No Time to Dyson, says Adam. Calgon in 60 Seconds from Alex. And Kerry has gone for John Airwick.
Okay, excellent work, everybody. That's domestic cleaning products versus movies. And you've done ever so well.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that is it. Yes, Thursday, the 15th of August, 2024, from a breakfast show perspective, is done. Thank you ever so much for tuning in and joining in. Of course, you can listen again on demand in the free Rayo app or the brand new edition of our daily podcast, which is available wherever you get your pods. It's going to be available soon. Matt, it needs a name, though. It needs a name. That's why I ring the podcast naming bell throughout this live broadcast. Are you at the dentist? I've just come into a lot of cheese. First Squirrels, now Alex Zane is Nobody Safe from the Acid Tongue. Oh, yeah. And Fast Zombies Cure the Heart.
Yes, I did like Are You at the Dentist, which was Glenn's review of Anna's singing, which is not too complimentary. But I think maybe when you turn into some sort of shock jock and you start having to go at Squirrels and Alex Zane, I think that might be the way to go.
Yeah, it's never far from the surface, the whole shock jock thing.
Motormouth DJ.
You can't shut him
another
up.
Another rant.
You can't shut him up. So the name of the podcast is First Squirrels. Now Alex Zane is Nobody Safe from the Acid Tongue. Right, Leona Graham's going to be here. She'll be bringing the tea break trivia and the details you need to enter tomorrow's cash register, because tomorrow we would love to give one of you £280,000. Speaking of tomorrow, well, we'll be back then at 6 a.m. Stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.